The federal government prosecutes all felonies on Indian reservations. Historically, the opposition of many Native Americans to the death penalty has, in most cases, overridden the federal court's ability to impose that punishment. But now a wave of violent crime has prompted the Navajo Nation, this nation's largest tribe, to reconsider their opposition. Daniel Crocker of Arizona Public Radio reports on an emotional public debate.
In many ways, it's remarkable the discussion is even taking place. Kathleen Bowman is the tribe's chief public defender.
We do not even talk about death, because to do so may bring bad things upon us. And so the subject in and of itself is something that many Navajos don't even want to speak of.
But a homicide rate 6 times the national average is forcing that conversation, in particular a grisly double murder. 2 years ago, Alice Slim and her granddaughter, 9-year-old Tiffany Lee, were visiting a local medicine man. On the way home, they were carjacked by Lesbin Mitchell, an unemployed teen and fellow Navajo. Mitchell drove them into the rugged Chuska Mountains, where he stabbed Alice Slim 33 times and stoned Tiffany Lee to death. He then beheaded them both and buried them in a shallow grave.
And the hearing today is on the death penalty.
This horrific crime sparked a series of 5 hearings across the reservation to ask whether Navajos should reconsider their opposition to the death penalty. Marlene Slim was at the final meeting in Tuba City, a windswept town of 5,000. It was her family who were the victims of Lesmond Mitchell's brutality. Slim spoke slowly but resolutely.
I wanted to share my views as a victim of homicide. My daughter and my mother were murdered. They were the ones that were found up at Salee. Alice Slim was my mother, and Tiffany Lee was my daughter.
Slim told the crowd she doesn't want revenge and that she still opposes the death penalty. Like Slim, nearly everyone at the hearing spoke passionately against capital punishment. But at the police station in Window Rock, the Navajo capital, Sergeant Daniel Lee isn't so forgiving. He has a personal interest. Tiffany Lee, the child murdered by Mitchell, was his daughter too.
The people that I talk to across the Navajo Nation supports the death penalty, but they just don't say it out in the open. I hope the Navajo Nation wakes up. The crime on the reservation is rising, and if we don't wake up, then more things are going to happen.
Lee says people are afraid to speak out against the Navajo's traditional approach to crime and punishment. Speaking after the Tuba City hearing, Tribal Councilman Harry Clark explains that approach.
The focus is on how to restore harmony and balance. I guess it reverts back to the old time, where in the history where there are certain well-known medicine people or medicine men and leaders can talk to this the offender and try to restore peace and justice, and there's forgiveness, and people go on again.
Still, Navajo Nation criminal investigator Daryl Boy, who works on reservation murder cases, scoffs at the idea that going back to the old ways would stop the killing.
Our kids these days, you know, they're so far from being traditional, and I could probably say that 30% of our adolescents don't know anything about tradition, as well as don't speak our language. And they have no respect for tradition.
According to Navajo Attorney General Louis Danette Sosi, there's a reason for that.
The elderly are not there to really teach us the ways anymore, it seems like. And parents are just so busy and at work, and there are so many demands on people's times that we have really failed to instill the values that have brought us forth.
Navajo leaders are reviewing testimony from the hearings. They'll decide this summer whether to join the one other tribe, the tiny Sac and Fox Nation in Oklahoma, that allows the death penalty. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker in northeastern Arizona.